Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, it's a new year and welcome to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Miss Kayleen. So what do you have planned for the new year? Maybe you got a new barbecue, maybe you got a new some new techniques you want to try. How about some new seasonings? Well, today our guest on Barbecue Nation is Bob Tallman. Now, I've known Bob longer than we'd probably both care to admit, but Bob is a multiple-time NFR announcer. That means the National Finals Rodeo for you non-rodeo folks out there. PRCA and Cowboy Hall of Fame inductee and a winner of more awards than I can possibly count. Bob also has his own line of spices, which he developed, and they're good spices, but they also help out folks too. Welcome, my friend, Mr. Tallman, to the Barbecue Nation.
How are you, Mr. Tracy?
I am good. I am very good, sir. So, you are actually, has been called, and I would call you that too, the voice of professional rodeo. But at the flip side of that is that over the years, you traveled a lot, and sampled food from here, there, and everywhere and beyond, and you developed these spices. So, tell us how you did all that.
Oh, Jeff. In the last 40 years, I've flown about 6 million miles. I've driven another million, I think. And I have ate in every greasy spoon, wide spot in the road, and I've never had a bad meal. Some I've wondered about.
Yeah.
I love Mexican food. I love Chinese food. I love sushi. I love to eat food. And I learned a long, long time ago. My dad told me, when I was kidding, Winnemucca, in Nevada. He said, as you go to travel and you get out in the country, he said, meet the people, eat the food, understand the environment, make a friend, and pay your bills. Well, there's no finer way in the world than to make friends, sit down and eat with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I'd be, Weatherford, Texas, or Nashville, Tennessee, New York City, Miami, Edmonton, Alberta, Houston, Reno, Nevada, Portland, Vancouver, the Calgary Stampede, everybody has a needed niche if you're in the food and beverage business. Now, I've never been in the food and beverage business, but a dear friend of mine, a lady named Paige Mudd, was leaving the Reno Rodeo one day, and she sat down on an airplane going to Houston with a guy named Chuck. Chuck worked for a spice company. He was a designer, packager, marketer, blender, spice guy. And years ago, 16, 17 years ago, I became involved with MD Anderson Pediatrics Cancer Research in Houston, Texas, which is now like 26 blocks, 5 stories underground, 40 stories above ground. And it's become my chosen charity because we do lots of different things to raise money for them, for pediatrics. And when I started with them, their savings grace was about 7% of the kids that came to them, 8 to 18. Now it's newborns, 18, 19 years old. And cancer research is expensive. And we thought, well, this might come to pass if we could produce a product or a line of something that was healthy. And when you go into a hospital the size and an organization the size MD Anderson, they have some rules and regs now about what they're going to feed people, whether they're just coming there for evaluation, if they've been there before, if they've been, you know, taken by God's will into, you know, saved, completely cancer-free, and or if they're taking radiation, whatever the treatment might be, where you need to put them in remission and then hold on to them for as long as you can. And so nutrition is a big part of that. And Dr. Ron DePino, who is the president of MD Anderson, his values about nutrition are if two-thirds of your plate, three meals a day, are vegetables, you're going to live pretty healthy. If they aren't, your digestive system can't block the bad things in life. And if you're attacked by cancer and your nutrition system or balance is off, it has a winning hand over a non-balanced diet. So, Chuck, Paige, me, MD Anderson, beat it up for about a year. Come up with a recipe, number one, no MSGs. The only salt that's in it's sea salt. No preservatives, because if spices are made right, they've got a two-year shelf life.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're made cheap, they'll fall apart in a jar. And I like dry spices rather than liquids, because people have a tendency to waste, overdo with liquids, where you sprinkle. You can make a paste with our dry spices. And it had to be Western-oriented, so we call them ranch fixins. And when you put your name, label, or life on a bottle, a jar, a box, especially when I'm going to be in your cabinet, cupboard, or pantry for up to maybe 2 to 3, 10 years, whatever, you're putting your name out there, it's more than an endorsement. You're creating a liability. So we made sure that there was nothing, that if you ate 12 pounds of it or you know, 12 grams or just a taste of it, that it wasn't going to alter your lifestyle. It wasn't going to make you sick. It takes time to develop from a legality standpoint. And we've been very blessed, no problems. Well, then, being in a Western lifestyle, which everybody wants, you want to be able to put it on steak, hamburgers, chicken, fish, pork, wild game, and be able to have it do its thing to enhance the flavor without being overbearing. And you got to be careful, because we use a brown sugar base, that you don't burn and that you give whatever it is a better flavor. Now, you mentioned the word barbecue earlier, and things that have a sauce, that they're cooked in a sauce, put on after as a sauce, you can cover up cheap meat, bad cooking habits, with a sauce, cold, warm, or hot. And when your spices go on to after, up until that point, and I love to cook, up until that point, it was teriyaki and lemon juice and some honey and other things that people would tell me about, and it always had the same taste to it, either too strong, not strong enough. So then you throw some more on it, and you change the temperature of whatever the meal is, and it's just a cheap shot, you know, try to make it work.
Sure. Hey, Bob, we're gonna take a break here for a minute, and we're gonna come back to you, because I think this is all fascinating stuff. And then I'm gonna give you our lightning round stuff too a little bit later in the show. You'll love that. Trust me. Okay. Okay. We're gonna take a break here on Barbecue Nation. I do want to tell you, if you have an email for us, barbecuenation@kxl.com. We'll be back in just a minute.
Down the river, you're stalling your own.
It's full-flavored radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the Nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL in beautiful downtown Portland, if you like the rain. A little Bob Welch there in Ebony Eyes. Great song. I've got all this knowledge of all these rock and roll songs of the 70s and 80s when I was doing that stuff. Not sure anybody cares about that. Anyway, I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KLBM in LeGrand and KPNW down in Eugene. Thank you very much for having us on your airwaves today. And good luck and good grilling coming up here in 2016. Also, we've talked about this many times before. Why do barbecue enthusiasts choose Bear Mountain barbecue pellets? Well, they choose them. One reason is because they dominate the market because they're such good quality. They're put together and they don't have any glue. They don't have any bad stuff in them. They have only good stuff in them. And that's what we want. We want just that light, smoky flavor. We don't want any resins. We don't want anything like that. And those are Bear Mountain barbecue pellets. You can find them at a retailer near you or check them out on BearMountainForestProducts.com. We are now going to welcome back to the show Mr. Bob Tallman, friend of mine for a long time in the rodeo world. And he does his ranch fixin' spices that benefits the MD Anderson Children's Cancer Hospital pediatrics down there in Houston. Bob's a busy man. He just got done doing a, you know, 2-week stint there in Vegas from the NFR, and he'll be out on the road again very soon. So, Bob, how big of a satisfaction does this give you to do these spices and to help these people at MD Anderson?
Well, the thing about what do you want out of a venture? Money, fame.
You got all that, buddy.
And you know when you and you're rewarded, tithing comes in lots of different ways. You give money, you give your hands, bend your back, yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to give to a cause that you know is dedicated 25 hours a day, 8 days a week to curing cancer, helping children. It makes you feel real good because in between all of the hateful things that you hear, read, see, that develop in front of your eyes, if you know that you can help a newborn, a toddler, a six-year-old, whatever, and that your earnings are being, you know, the profits of your labor being put back into something that's creating the length of life. We've done a lot of different things with the money we've given MD Anderson, but right now, the coolest thing is we support a school within the confines of MD Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And a first grader, eighth grader, junior in high school comes from, you know, 10 different countries. We educate them. We help. We're about 50% of the annual contribution in six-digit figures to give a child a chance to learn. And one of the hardest things in the world is that when a child is disabled with a disease, especially cancer, that they lose track of family, siblings, friends. And if you can keep a child focused to education, and this school teaches in multiple languages, and from the day that they're enrolled to the day they leave, they don't miss a class. And it keeps them abreast, so when they go back into society, they go back at the same level that they left it. They're feeling better, and their education never slows down. Taking a kid as an eighth grader, a fourth grader, and he has to go back 3 years, 2 years, a year, and you throw him totally out of sync, no matter how well you cured him, he's still scarred for life because his life's been interrupted. Not being able to go to school with his friends and his family.
Sure.
And so I'm a big believer in education, of course. And so that's kind of what we do at MD Anderson today. Now, do not put your finger on your radio dial and say, well, Bob does it all. Bob does very little. Bob doesn't cure cancer. Bob does not build his spices. There's a group of people in Houston that are brilliant. They probably do about 300 lines of spices and liquid rubs and you name it. But the recipe we use is healthy, and so that's how it works.
Yeah.
Jeff, the world today, especially in the food and beverage business, it's all about labeling, packaging, shelf space, and promotion. Once someone uses a product that they like, they trust, and they understand what the benefits of it is, it takes a long time. We've been 13 years doing this. And HEB, grocery stores, big places, of course, but they're corporate flagship stores in Houston. When you can get in 10 stores, 30 stores, 50, 160 stores, you now can create, I'd never say a buyer's frenzy, but you now create buyer's trust.
Sure.
That when somebody buys your product, the label, your recipe, they don't read the label anymore. They just go, I want that one, that one, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they pick it up, and they put it in the grocery cart, and they take it home.
That's a good thing, though. When you get that product awareness and that customer loyalty, and I don't care whether you're talking about spices or soft drinks or meat products, whatever, that's always a good thing.
Yes, sir.
And, and it's good because, us knowing each other and that is one thing, but you utilizing your name and I'll tell our listeners, if they don't know much about Bob also does and has done in the past movies, radio, voiceover work, a ton of it. I believe Winn-Dixie was one of your clients for a lot of years.
Years ago.
Yeah. So he does all that. So he's, and he used to live here in Oregon for a while over out of Baker City there. So, he's known all around the world for that, and to lend his credibility and his name and the imagery to that works out really well. We're going to take another break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going
to
be back.
There's a lot of people that get tired of hearing old Bob before in 216 cities a day with Boot Barn.
There you go.
Right now.
Yeah.
And they're going, my God, how do we get away from him? After the break, we'll talk more about it.
We'll do that. We're going to put you through the lightning round, too, when we come back here on Barbecue Nation.
They call the rising sun.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Oh, she pointed at me. How about that? Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Miss Kayleen. We've got Bob Tallman on with us today. I was going to tell you, Barclays is having some after-holiday specials there. So check out Barclays in Woodburn. Go in. It's kind of a BOGO type deal on certain things. Go in and ask for Mark or Jamie and figure that out. That's all I'm going to tell you because it's a surprise. We've got Bob Tallman with us here. Many time announcer at the National Finals Rodeo. And like I said, voice work from movies to radio to everything else. But here's where we get to have fun with Bob. We're going to do our little lightning round here with you, Bob. So, little Mission Impossible music. You ready?
Fire away.
All right, buddy. When you are cooking, what is your preferred heat source?
Oh, it depends on what I'm cooking.
Well, let's say you're barbecuing.
If I'm barbecuing?
Yes.
I would say mesquite.
Okay.
For heavy. And for smoking, maple and pecan.
There you go.
Added to it for smoke. If I'm doing fish or chicken, I think I would like gas. And if I'm doing something big, rotisserie-wise, I would have to have open fire. And again, I'd go back to mesquite. And pecan.
There you go. Do you marinate or no marinade?
Used to. That's how I got the spice business, Jeff.
There you go.
I marinated anything and everything, whatever you could. And everybody says, oh, you've got to use wine for this and wine for that. I found out that dry spices and rubs are a whole lot better than drink the wine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite cut of meat?
Oh, my. Yes. Cow. There is no favorite cut. Here's why. When you learn how to butcher, prepare, and marinate some for some reasons and none for others, the fresher the beef, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that stands the same with, you know, salmon or fish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm a big fan, but, you know, I also love fish and I like chicken. And I'm also a fan of beef because I'm a fifth generation rancher. And I'm sitting here at the house today. I came home to do this interview with you so I could look at it in my pasture. And I'm a cow guy.
Bob, so, you just like to eat.
How do you do it? What do you do it with? How do you cook, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of barbecue do you have? Are you using a Traeger? What kind of pellets you were talking about a minute ago? Make sure they don't have glue in them.
Right.
Do not use cheap product of anything unless you want cheap return when you eat it.
Yeah, absolutely. If we made you czar of barbecue for 1 week, what would you decree?
My. Always barbecue enough to feed somebody who has nothing to eat.
Attaboy.
Every bite you take, if you could create two more for somebody that didn't have that bite, the better the bite you'll eat will taste.
Is there one thing you wish you had never eaten?
Oh, my goodness. I thought that would have been when I had alligator, and now I'm a fan of it.
Tastes like chicken.
Oh, no, it tastes like alligator.
Oh, of course it does.
If I was on the Oregon coast with you today, we'd have abalone.
Yep.
If I was in the mountains in Baker County, I'd have elk. If I was in Louisiana, we'd have shrimp, etouffee. If I was, now this is going to shock you, some of the finest beef producers in the world are upstate New York.
No, that's
true. If I
true.
Was in Canada, I'd have grass-fed beef. But I'm in Texas, so I like Texas beef.
There you go. But you never told me if there was one thing you wish you had not eaten.
I don't think so.
You like it all.
Remember what I told you, what my dad told me when I was just a kid?
Right.
Wherever you go, meet the people, eat the food, and make it a memory. People and the food. And I remember the first time that I went to Australia, and I said, you can get in trouble over there real quick. What kind of roadkill are we having today in this stir fry? And this guy had a spatula big enough to change a truck tire with, and I thought he was about to crown me with it. And I found out that I liked it. And you know what? They don't sauce it up.
No.
I don't care what it is. But you have to go back to something. My mother and my grandmother came to Ellis Island about 1916 from Switzerland, Italian people. And nobody could cook like my mom and my grandmother could. But here's what they did. They cooked everything in butter. Because we milk it, you know, from the day I was born until I moved to town. And they still cook that way later in life. We milked cows in the morning, and everything was either cream or the butter they made. And my great-great uncle lived to be 96 years old, salted everything, including eggs. And there were no spices, so you salt and peppered it, or you didn't season it at all. And I don't remember ever eating anything that they made. I was raised at Horvath in Nevada, south of McDermott, north of Winnemucca. In those days, 395 was a gravel road. And you learned how to like, you know, you, kids will make a face at something. My grandkids are that way. I don't like that. Why? I just don't like it. Have you ever had it? No. Why don't you try it? So you'll either chum them into it, disguise it, and they go, wow. My grandkids, now hang on, listeners. My grandkids, when they were about 3 years old, decided one day, now they're twins, a boy and a girl, that they didn't like beef.
Uh-oh.
So one night we were cooking, and they said, what do we have tonight? And I said, dead cow. And, oh, my God, everybody, don't say that to those kids. They loved it. Now you know what they ordered? Dead cow.
Yep.
And they learn. The thing that I probably don't like the most is something that's fatty, you know, heavily seasoned for some reason. And I have been privy to be in a lot of big restaurants every place from Ruth Chris to Del Frisco's to downtown Woodburn, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You learn what people do to the same food 40 different ways and the side dishes that go with the food that you prepare in the barbecue world. Make that barbecue world, make that meat, make that fish, make that mutton, you know, make that elk, make that venison. Makes it more attractive and tastes better. Because you don't just, you know, grab a steak, throw it on a barbecue and cook it. And the thing with it is thickness. How do you cut your steaks? How do you have your steaks cut? What kind of beef is it? How fatty is it? Fat can be your best friend and it can be your worst enemy. Because fatty meat cooks faster. You know, a ribeye will cook a lot faster than a New York will. And a roast that comes out of a shoulder is a lot different than a standing rib roast.
Mm-hmm.
But how was that cow fed? Were they corn-fed, grass-fed? Were they power-fed? Were they killed at too young of an age where the muscle was still tough? Here's the key to beef. Hang them.
Yep.
How long do you hang them?
Yep, that's
and
that.
Today, with the demand for beef, people, I can't eat beef, it's too expensive. Okay, fine. Sooner or later, they're going to get tired of chicken and pork, and I love pork.
Yep, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Bob and wrap up the show. And I got two more questions to ask him on the lightning round, too. This is going to be fun. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Now he knows all them fancy cars. Ain't just real, I'm going to make that guitar cry and make it sing. Send an old guitar and just all he can afford.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT, along with Miss Kayleen, and Mr. Bob Tallman is on the line with us today. It is a brand new year, and first thing I want to say to somebody, and I don't usually do too much of this, I want our listeners to please try to go do something good for somebody once a week out there. And then we'll move that up to once a day. But if you can do that in 2016, I think it'll be okay. Now, as I said before we went to break, we have two more questions for Bob on the lifestyle or the lightning round. I mean, and we've, cause this is kind of a short segment. So here's the big, you want a big drum roll for this, Bob?
Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I answered the last one's right or not.
Oh, you did. There's no right or wrong answers. But this one is boxers or briefs?
Oh, briefs.
Okay. He's a cowboy. He's a cowboy. Now, last thing, your best advice for people who grill or barbecue or cook outdoors in their backyard.
That's interesting. I've been asked that a time or two in a place or two. First of all, don't use cheap equipment. And if you're cooking in a tin barbecue, tin, talking about cheap barbecues.
Yep.
I am not big on briquettes because I'm not big on putting fuel in flame and into the environment that I'm cooking with. Natural fuels. They will burn their own problems out of them. And if you're cooking good meat and you're going to do it well and you're using briquettes, make sure that they're almost white powder form, that they'll be at their hottest, and cook them slow.
Yep.
The thing with meat is that you have to sear meat. I guess we're talking about steaks or ribs. Anything that's got bone in is going to cook quicker. The bone will get hot, and it's like cooking against tinfoil. It'll cook backwards. But you put a steak on, stay there and watch it. You put ribs on, turn them often. And if you learn how to cook ribs, steak, pork ribs, mutton, sear it. Put it on a hot spot and sear it, because what you're doing is you're searing the natural flavors of that meat. Now, if you're going to cook fish and even some styles of chicken, be careful what you're doing. I love to cook fish. And fish, whether it be trout or...
Yeah, fish is easy to cook, actually.
Yeah, but a lot of people are scared because they're going, well, I don't know when it's done, and I don't want to get sick if I eat it raw. If it's been hot to 160 degrees or hotter for 60 seconds or more, any impurities in it, I don't care whether it came out of fresh water or salt water, you're safe. But the things you add to it, when was the last time you cooked a salmon and you laid it out in tinfoil and you put some mayonnaise in it and some oranges and onions and, you know, whatever
sure.
You like to use. The greatest salmon I ever ate, I was on the shores of the McKenzie, what they called Creek, base of the Mississippi River in Alaska. And I kicked this fish out of a little tributary. I'd been off in the bushes and came back, and everybody was fishing on the banks of this river. And I kicked this fish out, and I went, hey, look what I caught. No line, no pole. And this guy chopped his tail and head off, cleaned him out, and it was bouncing, the entire fillet, about 15 inches long. And he threw some mayonnaise and oranges sliced and some other stuff in the middle of this fish after he'd washed him off in the creek, wrapped him up in tinfoil, started a fire in a gravel bar, and cooked him right there, and that fish jumped for 5 minutes while he was cooking. And you would fall off in your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is... You can do that in Oregon. You know, you can do that in Washington. You can do it in Northern California. Do not be afraid to cook something.
Right.
But don't overcook it. You overcook it, first thing you've done is ruined it, because there's no natural flavor. And that's when you need lots of spices or sauces.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm not big on over-spicing, over-saucing, because what you're trying to do is cook your... Over, you know, cover up your mistakes.
Yep.
You Bob, asked me something a minute ago I'd like to touch on.
Why do you say, Bob, we're out of time. I got to go.
Woo!
Yeah, it went by fast. Listen, if you want to see Bob's spices, go to bobtallman.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. I'm JT for Miss Kayleen Beaujolais. Don't forget, Ryan is coming up next with his Liquid Lifestyles. We'll see you next week, everybody. Happy New Year.